You know, we've all been around sports a long time. I love watching any kind of sport, but it's, you see the same thing over and over again. The best teams win championships, the best teams. It's not always the most talented team. It's the team that has something special and unique. There's a chemistry, there's a bond that's formed. And you know how it's formed? It's formed when players take ownership. When players take ownership of what we're doing. And then we share that together. And there's this toughness, that this relentless drive to get better, that you know the guy next to you. One thing I've learned over the years is the number one motivator for everyone sitting in this room. If this isn't your number one motivator, I'd be shocked. Okay? Now, I know there's a lot of things that motivate me. I want to do things for my family, faith. There's a lot of, but as a football player, what motivates me is I don't want to let my teammate down. I want to be trusted by my teammates. I want you as players to look at our coaching staff and say, I know these guys got our back. I know they're working hard. I know they're putting us in the best position to win. I know when they push, when they keep screaming at me to finish, and when they're correcting me, it's not personal, right? It's about just getting better and pushing each other, because we don't want to let each other. That's what our motivator is. To me, that's the fuel for us, is that in here we're just starting to get to know each other, but we got to form a bond that I don't want to let you down. And I want you to feel like you don't want to let your teammates down, or us down, or the Ursay family down, or Chris Ballard down, that somehow, and we give that to each other. When that happens, it's special.